Well, we've been studying, and we're soon to conclude our study on Holy Communion. We've been looking at the blessings of communion and the warnings on communion. Communion is a privilege for the believer only. And I'd just like to title what I'm doing tonight, Slopping the Hogs. There's such a terrible danger in what I call slopping the hogs. You see, in the Bible, pigs were considered unclean animals. They're a filthy animal. They are unclean. God, in the Old Covenant, clearly said that they could eat the animals that divided the hoof and cheweth the cud. Well, the pig does divide the hoof, but he doesn't chew the cud. He's a foul, filthy animal, and God marked him unclean. In the Old Covenant, God said it was actually an abomination to eat their flesh. But now I want to talk about the uncleanness of slopping the hogs in the so-called church. And I'd like to remind you that the church is not a building. The church is not a temple or a cathedral or a certain rule book. The church, biblically, really means the called out. The real church, universal, is not a building. It is a people. The church is a mighty army of people who were lost in sin, decided that they could not save themselves, yielded to God's call, repented of their sin, and allowed the Lord Jesus Christ to save them. The true church are those that are washed from their sin and filthiness, and they're obeying Him, and they're walking in victory. The blood of Jesus has cleansed their sin. The true church loves Jesus and His Word. They're a people group. And what's happening today is we have church buildings, we have church groups, and what they like to do is they like to play with this communion. It's a real sincere and exciting time to get out the juice and to get out the bread and to take communion. It gives them a sense of being right with God. It gives them a sense of belonging. It kind of makes them think, I must be okay. I took communion today. The Catholic Church will teach you that if you open your mouth and take that wafer in, they give you that little wafer, I call it their little bread god, their little wafer god. And they think that that's basically the way that they get Christ in them. It's a tragedy, deception, that they really believe that they can eat this little piece of bread and they are eating Christ. Jesus said, he that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood have eternal life. He said, my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. So with that scripture, I can see how someone would be ultra literal, and they would say, well, I've got to eat his flesh and drink his blood. Well, Jesus used that as a type of his broken body. You know, here's a loaf of bread. It's broken. Many, many pieces of grain were broken to form one loaf. Represents the unity of the body of Christ. And it's broken. Christ's body was broken. He gave 100% for us. He gave it all for us to redeem us from all sin and iniquity. And here's this broken bread. I don't believe there's any magic. I don't believe there's any miracle that this bread, as they would call it, transubstantiates into the literal body of Christ, the bread of flesh of Christ. I think it's clearly symbolic. It represents a type. It represents a memory. It's a symbol. It's a symbol. Because I'm going to tell you, the Bible says that Christ in you is the hope of glory. And the Bible says if any man have not the Spirit of God, he's none of his. If Jesus Christ lives in a person, then they're going to live in reality to that. And if eating this piece of bread can save your soul or give you access to God or make you with Christ in you, it's just crazy to even think that. I'm sorry. May God have mercy on the deception in churches that believe that. But what it is, it's knowing Christ. You better have Christ already abiding in you. To eat his flesh and to drink his blood is to believe that he is all in all. It's that Christ be your very sustaining power. He is your all in all. He is everything to you. There's nothing else but Christ. You know, I've met people and their hobby is something like hunting. And guess what they eat, drink, and sleep? Hunting. They talk about it. They've got hunting pictures. They've got hunting decals on their vehicles. They talk about it everywhere they go. Hunting is their God. It is what they eat, drink, and sleep. And people do it with sports. People do it with work, the love of money, whatever it is. And I just want to ask you, what do you eat? What do you drink? And what do you sleep? Is Jesus Christ really foremost in your conversation? Is Jesus Christ really foremost in your thought? Is Jesus Christ the all in all? He better be. And what these churches do, getting back to our main subject of slopping the hall, they literally will serve this, say, we just open it up, you just come and drink. Some are a little more closed than others, but I think it's a tragedy to allow people to come and partake of the Holy Communion when they're in sin or not knowing or hoping they're right with God. The Bible says there in 1 Corinthians 11, let a man examine himself. Let him examine himself. And if you eat this cup and drink this bread, you drink damnation. Now, just realize that you're already in damnation, or the sinner is in damnation before he ever drank it. But it's so serious that we understand this truth. I really challenge you to know the truth on this communion issue. Read the Bible, read the accounts, and learn what the Bible teaches about this. And remember, communion may be coming up very soon for you. Are you going to look at it differently? Are you just going to take it? Are you going to evaluate the state of the assembly that you belong to, the church group? Are the ministers right with God? Are the people right with God? You better find a place where the truth is loved and esteemed above anything else, and that men walk with God, that women walk with God. And if you willingly, knowingly go to communion, knowing there's sin in your heart or others' hearts, and you're just going to sit there, my friend, don't be a part of slopping the hogs. Come out from her and be separate, the Bible says. Well, I hope you have a great day. Seek the Lord and follow him.
God bless you for listening to the preaching of His Word. You may leave us a message by pressing 99. Or if you would rather speak to us in person, you may call us on our cell phones. For Mose, dial 717-656-9576. For Don, dial 717-606-2811. For Jeff, dial to 423-618-9491. To hear information about our Saturday morning Bible study, press 88. To find out how to listen to a church service at Effort of Christian Fellowship, press 77. To hear the menu for this topic again, please stay on the line. To listen to any other message in this topic, press the appropriate extension number now. God bless you and have a good day.